when you're
when a cow is going to give birth, you'd say cow is going to
be prior.
Okay, and then it gives birth to a
okay.
The female, you talked about something about horses. The female's called
a cow.
No, horse.
Horse.
Female horse.
They're called mares.
And the male?
A stallion.
Now, did you avoid using that around women too?
Well, not so much, no.
That wasn't so bad, huh? That wasn't as bad as bull, huh?
Call them stallion, some of them call them a stud horse.
And the things that at the bottom of the horse's feet are his...
That's hoof.
And what's nailed to those?
Horseshoes nailed.
Okay. Horseshoes. And then if you just talk about those hoops, you're talking about just one, you'd be talking about just one. Take one horseshoe and nail it to a single
hoop. A pair of horseshoes.
But if you just talk about one, he said he had to change so that he picked up the horse's
foot
and pulled the old
pull that old shoe off.
Off the what?
Just pull it off and
off the what?
Off the hoof, off the foot.
Okay. And then if a little boy was riding on a horse and then he suddenly fell.
Off?
Yeah. And if a little boy was in bed, a very small boy, was used to sleeping in a crib and you had to put him in a regular bed, and he fell.
Fell out of bed?
And then do you raise any sheep around here?
I never raised none in my life. My daddy used to raise them back before I was born, but there'd been very few sheep raised in Campbell County for several years.
What do they call the female? Remember?
Call them a doe, I believe.
A doe or a yo?
Yo.
Yo. And then the male was called
I believe they called him a ram, didn't they?
And the stuff on a sheep's back that they cut.
Wool.
Yeah. And then the animals you get pork from.
Get them pork from hogs.
Okay, and the female is called a
sow.
And the male?
You call him a boar, because they have him castrated, and then you call him a bar.
Okay, now what do they call the small ones when they're first born?
Pigs?
Yeah, and then later they call them?
Well, you call them relative to the males, they call them male pigs, and then after having Catherine, you call them bars.
When they get a little bigger, than just pigs, then you call them
shoats.
And then how big are the shoats?
Oh, 50. 200 pounds.
Okay, and then after that they call them
cow.
And what about an unbred female?
Call her a gift.
Okay, and then the stiff hairs on a hog's neck.
Call them bristles, I believe.
All right, and the big teeth.
Tushes.
And the things they eat out of.
Cow.
All right, maybe you had two of them, you'd say, in that large pen we had two.
Well, you feed them both in the same trough.
All right. But if you had two of them, you'd call it two troughs.
How do you make a trough big enough for half a dozen?
What if you had a dozen hogs? Then you'd have to...
Well, you could make them out soon as long as you can get it up.